From the Chattahoochee Tech Studios, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to business owners, newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Meryl Baker. She's the development director at McKenna Farms. But Meryl, I'd like you to introduce yourself because maybe people don't know what McKenna Farms is.
Yeah, thanks. So my name's Meryl Baker. I work for McKenna Farms. It's a nonprofit organization located in Dallas. We're just at the border of Cobb and Paulding counties. And we've been around for 20 years now. We serve kids with special needs from throughout Metro Atlanta, but most of the kids that come to us are from Cobb and Paulding counties. We do physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy, and we do it kind of in the traditional sense in a clinical setting, but because we're located on a beautiful 30-acre horse farm, we have the benefit of also incorporating horses into what we do. So that allows us to do hippotherapy and therapeutic riding, and it's just a great draw for families that need those services.
Here on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, I talk to local celebrities, I talk to business owners, and I talk to persons making a difference here in our community, and they all need to have a Cobb County tie. So I'm stretching it a little bit by talking to somebody who's in Dallas, but you're a Marietta High graduate. And you're right at the line, and lots of people are coming from Cobb County, correct?
Absolutely. Hundreds of kids each year. It's actually, Cobb County is the largest group that we serve, and after that is Paulding.
So when these kids come to McKenna Farms, why are they there?
So the kids that we're serving, they have a variety of diagnoses. One of the most common is autism. We also see a lot with cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, spina bifida, traumatic brain injuries, as well as just developmental delays, you know, chromosomal genetic disorders. So it's a wide range, but these kids need some therapy services to help them, you know, to do better in school, in their daily life, you know, working on gross motor skills, fine motor skills, speech and communication. It's a little bit of everything. So some kids only come for one therapy, but a lot of them are getting all three, physical, speech, and occupational.
Are they coming there and then finding out that you offer more? So it's just kind of a convenient place?
Yeah, it is. So we've heard from a lot of these families that before finding McKenna, they're having to drive all over town to get the services they need. So it makes a huge difference for them that they can come to one place and get everything that they need. And, you know, as we've grown, we just keep expanding what we offer so that we can be an even bigger resource for these families. So now we have things like summer camps. We have a farm fit club, which is where the kids can come get active and exercise at the farm, led by physical therapists who understand the challenges that the kids have and know how to work around them. We have an adaptive dance program. We have a Special Olympics equestrian team. And we've started doing our own horse shows, actually. We had our first one this year, and it's going to become an annual thing. And then for the parents, too, we offer a lot of resources now. So we have workshops that we offer for free for the families, that we have professionals come in and talk to them about how to apply for Medicaid or additional support services. How to do special needs trusts and things like that. So we also have a support group for parents that they meet regularly so that they can connect and share resources and just get the extra support that these families need.
It's very holistic.
Yes, exactly. I think that's a big part of what we do. And also the fact that it's in a natural setting mm-hmm. is such a benefit. You know, a lot of these kids, since they've been born, they're in doctor's offices. They are in hospitals getting surgery, you know, often. So the last place they want to go every week to get their therapy is another doctor's office, is another, you know, cold setting. So the fact that instead they can come to the farm and see their favorite horse, they can play in the gym with their therapist, they can run around the sensory trail, they actually look forward to coming. And that helps. The therapy that they receive is just that much more effective because they're in a good place. And that also takes a big stress off the family because they don't feel like they're dragging their kids kicking and screaming to go get service. You know, the kids think they're having fun. They don't realize the work that they're putting in.
Mm-hmm. Now, why horses? Why are horses so beneficial?
Yeah, horses are pretty amazing. I think anyone that has spent time around them, you know, can feel just the way a horse can understand people and sort of put us at ease. You know, that's one part of it. But there's also a lot of physical benefits. So the way that a horse moves is very similar to the way that a human moves. So, you know, our pelvises move in like three dimensions. And it's hard to replicate that on, say, a yoga therapy ball, you mm-hmm. know, which we also use in the clinic. But when you can put a child on a horse and they can feel that movement under them, it really helps replicate that feeling of walking. So especially for kids who aren't able to walk independently, who use a wheelchair, that can be a really cool thing to see because having that horse move underneath them helps them feel like they're walking. And, you know, you see them sort of transform on the horse. The kid starts to sit up a little taller. They get a smile on their face. And it helps them work on balance, on core strength. They do all kinds of positions on the horse. It's pretty cool. You'll see them, you know, just sit upright. They'll also ride backwards. They ride on all fours. They ride standing up on their knees just to get different benefits from the horse's movement. And then, of course, there's sort of the social emotional side of it because it's a great motivator for a kid who's having trouble communicating. But if you put them on a horse and then you tell them, you have to tell this horse to go, and it motivates them to speak up and articulate, and they say go, and this, you know, huge animal underneath them starts moving, that's like the best motivator for them. And I'd also say, you know, for kids, especially ones dealing with autism who have trouble maybe interacting with other people, a horse is sort of an understanding creature who they can bond with and just helps them feel more comfortable and is a nice, becomes like a little friend to them and helps them feel more confident.
I've never spent any time around a horse, but the way that you are describing it, it sounds like they're magical.
They really are. I mean, I know it sounds a little dramatic, but there's just something special about them. And even our volunteers, you know, so many of them come back and they spend countless hours in the barn working with the horses because they've told us it's a little bit of therapy for them, too, just to come out and help us, you know, groom the horses and clean the stalls. It's just a really calming environment.
Well, I would imagine so. So if you're a volunteer at McKenna Farms and you're, you know, grooming the horses and cleaning up, you're in nature, nature's healing as is, and then you're giving back. So that's healing. And then being around this wonderful creature that you're describing, all of it seems healing all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another way that we use horses is through our therapeutic riding program. So instead of that being led by a therapist, it's led by a therapeutic riding instructor. Mm-hmm. So that program's considered more recreational, but that's where the individuals are actually learning how to ride a horse. They're not just using the horse as a tool. They're learning horsemanship. So they'll learn to groom and tack up their own horse. They'll learn to ride independently is usually the goal, you know, walk, trot, maybe canter. And those are our kids that participate in the horse show and things like that. And we've expanded that so it's not even just kids anymore. We have young adults. We also have a veterans program called Horses Helping Heroes. So we have military veterans come out, and the horse aspect is not just good for physical impairments. It's also beneficial for anxiety, PTSD, depression, things like that.
How does that work?
It's the social emotional bond, you know, it's building trust with this creature, and you know, it helps the person build confidence. And it's just sort of a non-threatening environment. So, you know, we've had seen great success with that with our veterans and everything. And, you know, when you think about it too, with some of these kids who aren't able to do traditional extracurricular activities, this is something that they get to do, and they come weekly and they practice, and it's something they're proud of. And then they're able to show off their skills at the horse show, and their families get to come watch them and be proud of them. And that's something we kind of take for granted when we have our kids, you know, on the baseball team or doing gymnastics or whatever it is. But sometimes these kids don't get to do stuff like that. And this becomes their sport and their passion and something that they really take pride in.
We're joined on the Cob Life Sunday podcast by Meryl Baker. She's the development director at McKenna Farms. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, what I'm going to ask you, Meryl, is I want to know about a story of the kid you tell other people about, a kid or a veteran that you tell other people about. We'll do that on the other side of the break.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. We're joined by Meryl Baker. She's the development director at McKenna Farms. McKenna Farms seems like, as you described it, Meryl, like it is just a magical place for children and adults to be healed. And I would like to know, what's the story you tell? Who's that one kid that when you talk about them, people are in awe of hearing the great work they did at McKenna Farms?
Thank you. You know, it's hard to narrow it down because there have been so many. But, you know, one that's really special to us at McKenna is named Giselle. And we actually have a video of her little story on our website and on our YouTube channel if anybody wants to look it up. But Giselle started at McKenna, I think, when she was around 2 or 3 years old. And she was born with sort of a form of cerebral palsy. And they weren't sure if she'd be able to walk independently. But her mom, I think, was just open from the get-go of, you know, what are the possibilities for my daughter? And the mother's actually a dance instructor, so she's very, you know, into physical health and, mm-hmm. and the benefits of all that. So Giselle started doing therapy on horseback and hippotherapy very early on and has just blossomed over the years. And she has joined our equestrian team. God, for many years now, she's been competing in the Special Olympics and riding independently. And she's just amazing. You know, you wouldn't know it when you first meet her that she has any kind of challenge at all. But it is a fight for her every day to, you know, to keep her balance and walk and all of that. And now she's a beautiful rider. She still rides on our team, and she's now has a couple jobs helping at her mom's dance studio and helping at the after school program. And she's just doing amazing things. And she's one of the kids that we have seen since we've been around 20 years now. We've seen a lot grow up, and they start to age out of, you know, Medicaid services and things like that. And so she's helped motivate us to try to expand to serving more young adults so that kids like Giselle don't, you know, have to miss out on the kind of services that we can provide.
So it's a child that most likely would have been severely dependent on other people throughout her life had she not found McKenna Farms, had her parents not found McKenna Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's excelled so well at McKenna Farms that she is changing policy there by enforcing y'all or pressing y'all to expand so she doesn't have to give it up.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. She's a very special young lady, and, you know, she's still around the farm a lot, and we love her. She's amazing.
And how about a vet that you've seen change with this? I'm very interested in that program that you're doing. What did you call it?
We call it Horses Helping Heroes. And we have a great opportunity right now. We've just gotten some funding through the Wounded Warrior Project. So we have some space for some veterans, if anyone's interested, that would qualify under Wounded Warriors, which are the post-9/11 vets.
Mm-hmm.
We have some funding that could provide some free therapeutic riding lessons. So we'd love to get the word out about that. And we have the vets come in. Sometimes they're hesitant. You know, some of them don't want to do anything with the name therapy attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to see them come back week after week and sort of soften, you know, to the horses and to bond with them and to get back on a horse, you know. And for some of them, they've never had any experience with a horse. And so that's been cool to see. And actually, this past year, we started another therapeutic riding program with some at-risk kids. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with Wellspring Living, and those are kids that are victims of sex trafficking. And they've been coming out weekly, a group of teenagers, to do therapeutic riding. And again, that's been pretty transformative for them. It's similar to the vets. They may come in a little hesitant, maybe with a little attitude. You know, they've been through a lot, but it's so healing for them to just be out in nature with some fresh air and some horses and try something new. And then they come out feeling so confident because they conquered something that they were afraid of.
We're joined by Meryl Baker. She's from McKenna Farms. And I'll be honest, with 100% transparency, I heard of McKenna Farms because of the benefit concert that Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law put on, the Six Strings concert that was at the Strand not too long ago. You guys were the ones that benefited from that concert. So that made me want to reach out. But what was the money that was being raised there at the show? What was it going towards?
So the money raised from that concert is going towards our capital campaign. We are raising money for a new building at the farm. We're calling the campaign Hope in Motion. And it's going to be a new therapy center. So the idea started years ago. It originally started around the idea of aquatic therapy. So that's something we've offered through the years as another environment to offer our physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy. But we were having to travel to the West Cobb Aquatic Center to give that to families. You know, the benefits of water are incredible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the buoyancy and everything can really help kids. You know, there's this little boy, Connor, that wasn't able to walk on his own. The first place he was able to start walking was in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to see that. And him being able to do that has strengthened him and given him the practice that now he has been able to walk on land. And it's stuff like that that just shows you like the power of aquatic therapy. So we had the idea of building our own on-site therapy pool. And so that's going to be a big part of this new building. We're going to have an indoor therapy pool. It'll be, you know, sensory friendly with warm salt water and all those features that we need, good acoustics and all of that, so that all of our therapists will be able to offer aquatic therapy as part of their treatment plan. And once we have that, we're going to be the first place in the country that we've been able to find that will have the clinical component, the horse component, and the aquatic component all in one location. So that's going to be huge. But the building's also going to have some other cool stuff. It's going to have some additional clinic space and gyms. Right now, we've just grown exponentially over the past few years, and a lot of our clinic space is set up in trailers that were donated to us from a local school system, and we fixed them up and have made them usable for therapy. And they've been great, but, you know, they're not going to last much longer.
Sure.
So this new building will allow us to get kids off the waiting list. We usually have over 100 kids waiting to get in because we just don't have enough room right now, and we can't hire any extra therapists to accommodate them. But this building will allow us to do that. Another really cool part of it, we're going to have a separate little cottage that's going to be a life skills cottage where there will be kind of a mock living space with a bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen so that the kids can go in there and practice activities of daily living. Things like making their bed, you know, buttoning their shirt, brushing their teeth, transferring in and out of the bathroom, doing some basic cooking skills, all that. And it will be in like a home-like setting. So that'll be huge. It's going to have a little driving simulator for kids that are appropriate for that, that, you know, have a goal of working towards being able to drive. And we're also going to have a little coffee shop cafe so that our kids can work on getting some real life job skills and, you know, just sell some basic items. But we have hundreds of people that come through the farm every week, from, you know, staff, volunteers, families, and people from the community will be welcome to come through too and shop in our coffee shop. And that's all related to what I was talking about with Giselle, is that we have these kids, they reach 21 and there just aren't the services available for them anymore. So they're kind of in that in-between place where maybe they can't live independently, but they're also not appropriate for a, you know, sort of a lower functioning daycare situation. They need meaningful work. They need continued life skills help and all that. And with this extra building, we're going to be able to serve more young adults and really lean into that whole side of things.
I know that there was the benefit concert and you've got the capital campaign, but how is McKenna Farms funded normally? And then what are you asking for and who are you asking?
So normally, a lot of our basic therapy services are covered through insurance and Medicaid, so families are able to use that. But additional programs, you know, our horse component, our therapeutic riding program, our workshops, our camps, all these extra things are not covered by any sort of insurance. So for all of that, we continue to fundraise, you know, every year to help bridge that gap. We also offer what we can at sort of reduced rates for families, and we offer scholarships and that sort of thing. But, you know, especially the horse side of things is an expensive area to run for anybody. And we usually have around 15, 16 therapy horses. So that's where the volunteers are a huge part of that, because they're helping us care for the horses every day. So the money that we're raising, you know, specifically for this campaign, We're reaching out to everybody at this point. We're looking at a $4 million campaign, and we need the support of, you know, local businesses, foundations, individuals to help us reach our goal.
We're joined by Meryl Baker. She's the development director at McKenna Farms. And if somebody has heard things that their child needs or would benefit from, or that they would benefit from, or if they want to volunteer, or if they want to donate, where can they find that information?
So our website is mckennafarms.org. That's just mckennafarms.org. You can find all that information there. We also have a, you know, an active Facebook page that we share a lot of updates and fun photos and videos of our kids. So, you know, please follow us there and on Instagram.
Meryl Baker is the development director at McKenna Farms, and I really appreciate you coming in and talking to me on the podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.